Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Came up.
prophet, but foretold. When with the ever-circling years comes around the
keeps on if not just a story, but is real. Jesus was born here on earth. For God so loved the world He gave His only Son. The greatest gift of all, to walk on that as a man. I'm the reason why He came. I bow before my King. I worship and adore You. I worship and adore.
Thank you. for healing, Lord, you came. For prosperity, you came. I'm the reason why you came.
For salvation, Lord,
for salvation, Lord.
the good news.
Christ came down in the form of a babe, a transformed king with no place to lay his head, born of a virgin. There were wise men that came from afar after following a bright golden star, bringing gifts to the Savior. He was our deliverer. It was prophesied
be called.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto us in the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We welcome you every second, every minute of our lives. Spirit of the living God, take preeminence in this service this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence, have your way. In the name of Jesus, we surrender this service completely and totally to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender our hearts to you. Our hearts to you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our hearts, our lives to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way in our homes. Have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way in every area of our lives. Have your way in this service. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we surrender totally and completely to you. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for mercy for our children. O God, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Lord, have mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, God, upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, oh, God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, God. Your mercies on you every morning, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Father, we repent of all our sins, O God, sins of omission and sins of commission. Lord, we repent. We confess that we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, this morning we ask you, O God, for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon Jesus. Mercy upon Al. Mercy upon Ricky and his household. Al and his household. Tina and her household. Mercy, mercy, oh God, upon Crystal and her household. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, oh God, upon our grandchildren. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, be merciful. Merciful unto all of us, O God. Mercy upon those that are here this morning. Mercy upon their families. In the name of Jesus, your mercy is on you every morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Hallelujah. We soak our spirits, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole. Let the blood of Jesus be a hedge of protection around us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus take us into the holiest of holies. Yo, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood. We claim all the unlimited benefits that's in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus revive our spirit, man. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, and the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put the armor of God and the armor of light on our spouses in the name of Jesus. Oh, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, we put the armor on our children and our grandchildren, oh God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you, Almighty God, to send your holy angels to assist us. Send your holy angels to minister to us. Send your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we need divine angelic assistance in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the holy angels war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, let God's perfect will be done in our lives. Oh God, the holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals, oh God, thank you, Jesus, for the ministry, O God, of the holy angels doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release your liquid love. Release your liquid love upon me this morning. Release your liquid love, O God, upon Apostle Irving this morning. Release your liquid love, O God, upon Crystal, O God. Yeah, O God, your liquid love upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, your liquid love, O God, upon the mothers of this prayer line. Your liquid love, Yekuria Masan, Denyako, release your love. Release your love that's overflowing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your liquid love burn everything in us that is not holy, that is not of you, O God. Let your liquid love, O God, turn bitterness, O God, hatred, O God, into love, O God, the love of God, the love of Christ, O God, forgiveness, into forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Liquid love, release salvation unto our siblings, unto our brothers and sisters, our children who do not know Christ. And those of our children that know Christ that have backslidden, O God, them, O God, with your liquid love in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, teach us how to love as you love. Teach us how to forgive as you've forgiven us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we surrender to you. Lord, perfect all that concerns our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Restore unto us the joy of our salvation in the name of Jesus. You are God, and there's nothing too hard for you to do, O God. And so we put our complete and total trust in you. Oh, God, we thank you for the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, and you send your only begotten Son to save us, redeem us back to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to be better Christians. Help us to live life holy for you, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, help us to give our lives completely and totally to you. In the name of Jesus, trusting you, the author and the finisher of our faith, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for Ivy, his wife, and family. In the name of Jesus, cherish and noble, oh, God. I ask you to be with them. I ask you to guide them and protect them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Bless all the works of their hands, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, shield them with your favor. Shield them, O God. In the name of Jesus, everything in them that is not holy, remove it, O God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you in advance. Let the anointing flow with fresh oil, not the oil from yesterday, but fresh anointing, O God. Empower us for this week. Empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fill this house, O God, with your presence. Father, we thank you. Thank you for new wine. Thank you for new wine skin, O God. Father, I pray for Allison's daughter, O God. Oh, Denise, O God. Hallelujah, O God. I pray, Jesus, that you touch her and heal her completely, O God. Whatever complications that's going on, Lord, touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Let healing come to her spirit, soul, and body. You are the strength of Jesus. She is healed. Hallelujah. Touch her. Touch Denise. Release the house of the room to the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I lift up Maryam and her children, her grandchildren, her mother. Have your way in their lives. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Fatmata. Oh, God, I pray for her children. I pray for her grandchildren. Pray, oh, God, for those that are connected to her. Lord, reveal yourself mighty and strong, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, through Fatmata, oh, God, let them see the love of Christ in her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. You said, take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy. And so, Father God, we take off our shoes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in reference to you, oh God. Thank you for anointing this place right now. Thank you for anointing where we are in our homes right now, oh God. Yekuria Masande is the anointing that breaks the yoke, oh God. Let the anointing flow in our homes. Let the anointing flow in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, Yekuria Masande, Spirit of the living God, Yekuria Seteriako, Oria Sanderiako, release your power. Release your glory. Fill this heart of ours. Hallelujah. Fill it up, oh God. Fill it up, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. And Lord, we say thank you this morning. Thank you for Pastor Young and her family, her daughter, Susanna. Thank you for Susanna's son, oh God. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Samuel and his bride, oh God. Be with them, guide and protect them. Give them the desires of their heart, oh God, as they walk and do your will, oh God. In the name of Jesus. I pray for Pastor Samuel, oh God. I ask you to be with him, guiding him and protecting him, oh God. Give him that strength. Give him that wisdom. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Holy Ghost, intervene, oh God. Intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, intervene. Intervene, oh God. Horia Sanderiako. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender our hearts to you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Thank you for Fatmata and her children and her grandchildren. Thank you for her family, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for her faithfulness, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we say thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This is the Christmas Eve. We're so excited about what God has already done for us. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am excited for what he has already done. Hallelujah. So we put our praise on it. In Jesus' name, we put our praise on what he is doing right now in our lives. We put our praise on it. We put our praise on what he will do for us. We put our praise on it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's read Luke 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Hallelujah. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and a babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they heard it wondered at those things which was told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Shepherds watching their flocks at night. I'm going to take it to another level this morning. Shepherds watching their flocks at night. Hallelujah. While the shepherds watch their flocks at night, and then the announcement came about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when we look at shepherds, my brothers and sisters, I want us to look at shepherds from a spiritual realm, because, well, it's shepherds, let's look at it from the spirit realm. Shepherds are men and women of God that the Lord has placed over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to lead and guide the sheep. Remember, who is the greatest shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. When God is your shepherd, you have what I shall not want. So these shepherds, when we look at it from another dimension, they're watching their flocks at night. The scriptures say, weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. We talk about the night seasons of our lives. The night seasons, when you look at it from another perspective, the night seasons are those seasons in our lives that we're going through a lot. Many people go through, there's so much issues and problems that's happening in the night seasons. When you hear that word, night seasons, there's A lot of things happening that is seem to be working against you, seem to be working against me. Hallelujah. Seem to be working against this ministry, seem to be working against a family. Hallelujah. So what is happening? The shepherds are there watching the flocks at night. Many shepherds leave their posts at night. In the night season when people are going through different trials and tribulations, the shepherds are not, some of the shepherds on this earth, they're not watching the pastors, the leaders, the intercessors, the prayer warriors. They're not watching their flocks at night. And the Lord is calling the shepherds to get back into position. In the name of Jesus, the shepherds doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, and they're supposed to be watching their flocks at night. Hallelujah. Watching over the congregation, watching over their members. What does it mean to watch? The shepherds are watchmen. The shepherds are gatekeepers. When you watch, you're praying and interceding for those God has put you shepherd over. When you watch, you're fasting and praying for those that for the sheep that the Lord has placed under your care. Hallelujah. When you're watching at night, hallelujah, you pray for the Lord to bring a breakthrough for the sheep. When you're watching at night, when you're watching at night, you're praying that no predators come. You're keeping guard. Hallelujah. You are empowered to watch the sheep at night. When you're watching the sheep at night, the sheep can eat. Hallelujah. Because when you're watching, you pray for the Lord to bring provision. When you're watching, you pray for the Lord to bring a breakthrough for the sheep. You are God's representative as a shepherd. Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. Most of the time, some of these shepherds, instead of them watching their flocks at night, they're sleeping with the sheep at night. When the shepherds contaminating, taking advantage of the sheep because the sheep is so vulnerable. Hallelujah. And God has placed that shepherd in that position and empowered the shepherd with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. God has placed that shepherd as watchman, souls of the sheep. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. But the shepherds have left their posts. The shepherds are instead of watching, they are distracted. Very distracted. They're not paying attention. As shepherds, they're doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. Because as a shepherd, you're not teaching your sheep. You're not putting enough oil on that sheep. You instead of you carrying that sheep to still waters, you're carrying the sheep to running waters that will drown them. Because shepherds in the body of Christ, shepherds doing what God has called them to do. Shepherds are watchmen, men to care for the children, take care of the children of God. The shepherds are there 24/7 praying, watching, hallelujah, watching over the sheep. that God has placed you over of the shepherds who look at Ezekiel. Lord has filled. Let's look at Ezekiel 33:7. Son of man, I have made you watchmen for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning for me. Now, if the shepherd is not in a special relationship with the chief shepherd, the shepherd cannot even hear or give the warning to the sheep. Ezekiel 34:15-16. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and strong and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock. Hallelujah. When you read this, God had appointed Ezekiel to be watchman over Israel to warn Israel of the danger that's coming upon them at that time. God will hold the shepherds accountable. And the shepherds, when you bring the word of God, you don't subtract, you give it just as God says to give it. God judged the shepherd leaders of Israel for failing to take care of the people. Why? Because instead of the shepherd taking care of the flock, they are exploiting them for their own advantage. And God said, you know what? You're messing up. I'm coming to be a shepherd of my people. Hallelujah. The shepherds, are you shepherds even when you have children? You are that shepherd over that child. Hallelujah. Even in your home. Father and mother and with their children, their husband is supposed to be the shepherd over that family. But the shepherds are not in the position anymore. Hallelujah. Shepherds, they rarely take time with the sheep. No one wants to lose their position as shepherds watching over the sheep. And God is really upset about shepherds who are taking advantage of the sheep. They're not watching, they're not listening, they're not protecting. Some of the sheep are dying because the shepherds are not watching. And God will hold the shepherds responsible and not watching. In Ezekiel 56, hallelujah, I could go on and on about the shepherds just reading. Some of the shepherds are blind. They're in darkness. The shepherds are not walking in holiness. When you read Ezekiel 57, it says his watchmen are blind. All of them know nothing. All of them are mute dogs, unable to bark. Dreamers lying down, who love to slumber. And the dogs are greedy. They are not satisfied. And they are shepherds who have no understanding. They have all turned to their own way. Each one to his unjust gain, to the last one. Come, they say, let us drink wine. Let us drink heavily of strong drink, and tomorrow will be like today. Only more so. Where are the shepherds? If you're a shepherd, you have children, you have their shepherds at home, shepherds on the job, supervisor. You be a supervisor, you're a shepherd on your job. You're a shepherd in your family, in your home, if you're a mother or your father. Hallelujah, you're a gatekeeper over your family. Now, if you're in the body of Christ, you are a shepherd. And we all supposed to intercede and pray. We can't be the position that God placed us in. We cannot. He that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. Jesus is the under-shepherd, the chief under-shepherd. Are we watching our flocks at night? Are you praying and watching, or are you letting the enemy just take over your children, your family? Are you blind? Are you watching over the sheep? Or if you're a boss, are you manipulating and want to overpower those that work under you, taking advantage? Are you a shepherd who a pastor who sleep with the women in the church, perishing adultery, fornication? The Bible, Jesus said, the Bible says, Hebrews 12:14, be ye holy, for I am holy. Are you a shepherd? Because when God gave you a position, what do you do when you're not walking in it? If I'm not walking in the ways of the Lord, I'm just releasing contamination on a sheep. And what God does, he holds us accountable. When he gave us these positions as watchmen, gatekeeper, and shepherds, are we studying, reading our Bible, or do we have an idol? Are you a good shepherd after the chief shepherd? Hallelujah. I pray that may the Lord have mercy on every one of us who have lost position that we're supposed to be in, to watch over the sheep at night. If you're here and you know you have not been watching as God has called you to do, join me and let us pray. Father, we confess that we have not been that shepherd or gateman or watchman that you have called us to be. So Lord, we ask you for mercy. Mercy, oh God. We ask you to forgive us, cleanse us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for hearing these prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. And in the name of Jesus, I release the anointing of the shepherd who is the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, the anointing to shepherd his flocks. Let it be released and activated in your life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The shepherds watch the flocks by night, and they heard about the birth of Jesus Christ. They heard the good news. Good news cannot be poured out if the shepherd in the right position. These shepherds were in the right position, and they heard about the birth of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this word in the name of Jesus. I pray that this word be rooted and grounded in us, that you, Almighty God, will get the glory and the honor. Bless each and every family. Bring them together with your courts of love. Teach family to walk in holiness. Teach family, remember, in obedience to your word, O God. We bless your name, Jesus. We come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown plans, against God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny. Lord, help him to be a good shepherd after the order of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. O Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Be safe. We'll be back tomorrow to just celebrate. Come with your testimonies. Hallelujah. From last year to this year. Just come and be ready to give a testimony tomorrow, because just praise the Lord. I love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.